There's a lot of programs out there produce a very big lawsuit that helps people gain that kind of information back. We don't have a program per se as an organization or as a ministry to go down and do a lot of that on a private basis. So it is valid when it comes to developing classes and that information back. There's a lot of programs that allow that. Unfortunately, they're not available there anymore.
Yes, sir. My name is Sam Brooks, and my wife, I'm a parent of a chief producer and a ghost producer. I'm speaking to the academy board as a chief producer and a member of the National Chief Industry Organization. We just met by the state of the Hill. I'm troubled, in fact, in the city yesterday, through the IT Commission, indicates that the people were on board for supporting the private database as opposed to using the government for this. I'm not aware of that piece of the even been broke to the member of the National Chief Industry at an executive level. It certainly didn't come up at all last week. I have been involved in their discussion. I'm not saying we're against it. I'm not saying it's just that it's never been discussed. America is doing so. America is not doing so. There's a put forward a white paper for private database. America is doing so, keeping it out of the government's hands. At this point, the ID program, which is mandatory, not a tracking program, an ID program is handed by the government. And it is a government database, nobody is unhappy about that. They are troubled about the long-term idea of a tracking system occurring that way, and we're listening to these types of people who sort of come from this person, basically concerned with public or privacy, that don't protect us in this area, and are going to be opposed to that. So, but they still don't necessarily feel that the information decision kind of database came to a white paper that went forward. I'm concerned that the key people are being added to it, and they specifically by name as an industry, but I'm not aware of that industry to sign on to that at all. You don't help yourself if you're a desperate plan. We're very much going to be supporting what you're going to be proposing to, as long as you don't do something without asking them first. We think you've got to figure out more than these reasons to go forward with designing these plans. We're very supportive of that. But private database, no, there's been no discussion of the fee attached to the IT environments that are running these supplies in the chief industry. So be careful in the language of your white paper you pass forward.
I think it's also important to note that as we have this discussion among the families here, that when we mention other industries, like the chief industry, like the clothing industry, those are all mentioned specifically. And I know there's some people in the jury today as well. It's important to realize that as we go through this discussion, that we need to have a discussion amongst us as meat producers. And we put that in our white paper, which is an internal document, to say, you know, this opportunity is available. And as USDA has told us, as we move ahead, that we're going to need to be multi-species. So if we offended you, if we overset our boundaries, I'm sorry and admire. But that was certainly not our intent, and we look forward to working with the future constructively in the future.
Only one thing, one thing for participation, I don't have a convention that you see it already, so that's not an issue. I just want you to be careful on this. You're going to have our support, very strong support, which I think is important to do. But the more of us have not to say that the rest of the industry is going to keep that happening. Yes,
thank you for that question. And I know you're talking about the multi-species, although I call that a critical question. I would like to recognize George Lewis. Where are you? If you were supposed to be, you stand up to him. He's the president of the National Poultry Association, so if you have any questions about that, please come back and do that as well. I think you have any questions on the grass here. Please state your name and your question.
Well, it will be subject to, boy, as you can imagine, on that database,
And I think the biggest fear of them, maybe, is the gal cat, got a bunch of in here. I think that's been, you know, my best cat is tag. And I leave my friend at my home ranch, and I leave my place, and he leaves there. Yeah, I mean, my biggest fear is a year down the road, they may not remember my song. They just share with that. That it takes to be very crazy. I never made it back to me anyway, so that's point of order. Sort of verification of what we're looking for. My biggest fear is how many blame for everything after that jack. They got to have 6 months old. They're saying, I'm ready to go to a player, 18 months old, he's draft, back down to whatever. Now, what's supposed to be? If he leaves, if I get a team, bill of sale, and health inspector, my best analyst, and finally left her after liability in there, they transfer his ownership against Palmer. My biggest fear of facing in Seattle, they're going to call the job back to me. I mean, sure, listen to my question. I mean, am I going to explain right now to him?
Let me just say,
I'm going to
have to comment on that. That was so great, because if you document the point where he leaves under your control, you know, that happens to someone else, that responsibility. How long does that come on now?
Long bill of responsibility, little or long conversation. Most of us, all most of us don't know it. If we got a liability policy on the ranch in a few months, or cover sometimes that you're talking about if you're able to. NCJ has come around on them over the years, and I mean the last 10 years. Reverse liability issue. It doesn't increase your liability in me to have that sort of verification, if you will. I identify that as well. What it does do is increase the transparency. As we work through this, we can do better than we look at a lot of other things. We come to understand that the investigative process that would track something, say, any legal process, is better than we as producers generally can do. Certainly, there is a risk, although we generally feel pretty small, that U.S. South Africa producers could be learning something I didn't think of, just based on time and half-life of drugs and all kinds of things. There's a lot of very bad laws about it. What Ben said about cigarettes even being important is very, very valid. And I can go to some personal things first. We just had a law, somebody said exactly like you're talking about. They know what the drug is, and you're talking about. Well, it was not a medicine, but it was. And my record is not only averted to the attention away from us, but so through the process of the investigation actually the primary of the police were just walked through the town. So what I think is important to know is one of the things that I was two of the other transparency was just very different from the risk. Good records are very important in any kind of business. So does that commitment of that transparency get? If you're being something that's illegal or that there's a problem on the place, and you're sitting in all the places someplace else with the top of your day, no, that's fine. And like I said, boy, speaking of that, I'm saying it's also voluntary. It's not just a good thing to make it back, but it's a couple of mandates and then there's a total of free on that.
Yeah, well, the reason the problem is that the technical is USDA. USDA is kind of a test of and I discussed with the officer that he just did that with their friend that even though we hold the database, there are a lot of information out of it that he conceived to be their database. The friends we talk to don't see it that way, obviously. The freedom of information act issue is a huge issue, and I'll find out a couple of things I need to be very grateful for. Humane Society of the United States filed suits too frequently to the USDA because they're not allowing them to have information on primate research facilities on how those primates are being handled in private research facilities. They want that information, and the Humane Society is closed their office. USDA has recently lost a lawsuit in the past few months on Freedom of Information Act protected information. So they wouldn't give up, or close to give up. So there's very good incentive for us to want to keep
produces information and unless in case it has no balance of the value of the thing. But if you produce information, follow the form and follow the flow and tell her it is controlled by this one and not by the other one. So those are two issues about them. And really the crux of the discussion when we're talking about the policy of our industry already today.
Thank you. Questions about the group that can come to mind?
Thank you, Aaron. Good, you're wonderful. I realize that everything runs down good, but I was a little concerned and concerned about the fact the comments that the guy answered would be required to pay for the NYD. I mean, we all recognize it's an industry problem. I'm wondering if you saw that on the NYD, that might be one of the checkoffs where we pay a fee every time we change one of the equipment, we can change the fund we're out there.
Mike,
you want to address that? Okay, Alan, do you want to say that? We have an interesting debate in the mission. And we're all familiar with the challenges we've got to check out right now, and that is the Lord of the Supreme Court here at 5 o'clock. And I got in trouble yesterday in the commission because I didn't know it's a great moment that you got to talk out by some paperwork. And Mr. Gibbs was here and he talked me out and he said, you know, it may be that my pre-law producer. We'll pray for half of that life that tag if that half that comes by comes down too. So I think there's a lot of mechanisms built in the industry that allow that give and take. And I've actually had some very much anti-NOI education people come into my office and speak to our and say, you know, I'm buying a major cab, I think I'll have the ID because that would help myself more. And certainly going to pay for it. So I think that's an issue, and I think it's a challenge. I think we have to figure that out. And I hope our marketplace will be efficient enough to give the top half some protection and to spread that cost to the industry and certainly to the organization.
So we all just respond to that just to say that this organization, based on policy that has been passed here, is committed to keeping those costs not overburdened on producers.
The infrastructure on premise ID. I understand that there's a church that is in some states are doing the same, and they won't be charging fees for signing up and addition of our college or not. I would hope that NCDA well planned a president who has done it for a while because they wonder on something to continue to own federal college and to do again federal ranking for one thing like this is one at a time and there's no sure that there's a big judgment to do something.
Mayor, do you need a brief here regarding that, Mr. President?
So that's the thing of the two state approach that are the two-pronged approach. Through the mention yesterday, we approved the resolution that we would pass that for the losers. And so that lines up the losers, but it doesn't want to talk to that. As you look at the federal budget, the federal budget is high and there is a lot of work done. You look at the money that's been allocated to the region of the people who are out there now, on this occasion, about $33 million a year. And if you guys can divide that by 30 to 34 million, get it down to you very quickly. It's about the time to get it to some of the administrative problems.
To make sure we get the show up. And it is an organization, and the way policy is structured, as the state goes on to the country, offering the federal idea of growth and developing policies at the grassroots level should be done to make sure we get your organization. And the reason I'm saying that is if you get your organization and you get that home, then you are an organization. And quite frankly, we can't afford to be driven by our television and our radio or our personnel campaign and our folks and our members. We want our organization to thrive and be open to the work of it. And we have to take a break from home. We have to be in the UGA with our friends and neighbors and our business associates. So I'm not trying to share the blame. If we're not open to do that, if we're not glad we approve to do that, then shame on us and know where we're going to make sure we apply those rules. But that you are in the UGA, not us. It's you that comes home to you. And I hope that you don't want to get your
We changed the so-called status organization recently so that everybody who's a member can be part of it. Start as a member, you can get your local organization, you can get your county, you can get your state, they bring it to the national committee, go to the committee, it's the day they try to bring the best knowledge of that expert we can to these meetings so we can have a good open knowledgeable debate and go through the board and then go back to the membership and our membership meeting and finally it goes out and mail out ballots and that's what we're trying to include everybody who part of the CDA. So everybody has ownership of the policy and everybody has a say and I encourage everybody to come to the bench if you don't agree with what the CDA is. It will not be the rule to change it. Once you say, make the goals and go, that's what the officer is going to go out and practice on one by four hours and 12 days. And we're trying really hard to make NCA an all-inclusive organization. And every meeting that the executive business office is going to see federal land and environment, we go on and on that vehicle.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that it's one member, one vote now. So each member of NCDA will be come here or not as their vote. That ballot can be mailed out at the membership meeting. And I appreciate the fact that Ben Burke is off here. And he hasn't been here very often from Idaho. There's a lot of other people that haven't been here very often. And it shows a concern around the country about the issues that we're talking about. And we're going to talk about probably at some level in the next few days. But don't lose sight of the fact that NCDA is not just about the location. It's about how much the public land is an endangered species, clean air and clean water, and everything that affects the organism and your bottom line.
Amen.
as a director of the NCDA, any law and membership is important to me because I want to help them all with the balance budget so we can address the issues of all of we did change the food structure and it was a loss of membership, but we all, I think, turned the corner. We recognize that maybe some of the loss of membership was due to the new structure and probably some of it was due to the fact that we weren't maybe working and adjusted in terms of our membership. So, like I said, the other thing that one of our membership is off for a living is off for. And we're getting along with the team of travelers and to provide our members so that they feel that it's valuable and that they should be a member of their relatives.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's pretty well been said by the folks that have spoken before. But I think the issue comes in terms of the demand and what I'm here to speak about the Jimmy Topper and the Republican Senate. And the diversified group of people who said in the leadership of the association of the law of violence and all kinds of operations in the capital. It's because of the insurability of the model in the past, the last 3 years I've seen a much higher degree of the level of residents and residents and their response. And I think that's the issue that will fall in line the end of the meeting and we'll learn something and we'll go forward that way. And I think we're going to take the moment to say we've got 3 years, we've got to have the board. And realizing everybody thinks I'm going to say, if you do represent, let's go with the rest of this year's association. So that we all can stay in the long run, we're going to keep the things that are done. And I'm not guaranteed that this is going to go for them, and we won't go back and we'll be in the end of the act, or more than that, to do the rest of the
year. Now, I'll just send you the question. Really, many people take the time to be here to work this process because you see the value. So, we're appreciative of the choir members, we appreciate your attendance. And this process, development process, is key to that ownership. And question back to
you. When the top voting is happening, I came here to meet the officers. I really appreciate it. You will introduce people and tell them so far.
Okay, thank you. I will have you then introduce
yourself. I'm Jim O'Dell. I'm a Southern West. I'm from Aspen, Texas. I've got 27 miles out of this year. I'm going up in the process of sports and race manager in South Bay, sponsor of the CEO. And, I'm lucky for Saturday to come present. I'm not old enough to continue to walk around. Last year, I had a citizen from another branch in the National East Coast in Denver. I served a generation of chairmen and another generation of state people. And I'm going to have a top line this morning. I hope your top line is going to be all in line with the I'm glad that you can be here to meet these folks because they're the folks that they're the hamster and the team to be interested in. Welcome to that.
I'm Ron Green. I'm from Lifestyle Lounge. It's right in the middle of the state. I'm a CalCat producer, third generation, and I'm really happy to be here. I'm Ryan Burns. I'm from North California, so I'm out of Texas. I'm going to shut the water off. I'm chairman of the policy division, and I'm just glad to be here. We're a third generation CalCat producer.
I'm Mike Mann. I'm a fourth generation contact producer from Fort Lincoln, Missouri. I also work down today in the Northern Southern House with their official program. And I
yesterday
I didn't think I was going to get to the center. Now I think I'm going to get to the center and I'll have to have a
I'm Terry Schultz, the Chief Executive Officer of the NCAA Alumni League. I am not home. Originally from San Angelo, Texas. We have a family home in Texas, coming there. We also have a ranch and background in Cal. And a Cal dad on the league.
I'm Jim Lyman, and I'm a producer currently from Manhattan, Kansas, where I've been for 30 years with my husband, and family operations with three generations involved in the operation there. But previous to that, I was from Ohio, and I have my father here to prove it, and he will tell me that he goes back to his generation, his father before him, and his father before him, and he's raising cattle. So, your inquiry. We look forward to meeting all of you. Unfortunately, it's not possible at these large events for us to shake everybody's hand and talk to everybody. We're trying, so keep them on. What questions for us? Everyone over here?
As a producer, there's very few of us that have welcomed Canadian cows to come in and breed for them. Since they don't serve our business right now, they, in my opinion, well, they've broken the rules of not protecting their feedstock. They still have potential animal protein uses 24% in the animal feed industry. Those things produce a trend not to breed crazy. And it's a third grade. Negotiated coverage. There is a mine of cattle outside of the country. It can place everybody in this room to not have to produce that thing. The bill produces their cattle best in their business. And they produce a lot more cattle in their business. It's all in the world. The money is going to the cattle in the world. The U.S. has the money. And the producers, the packers, are going to be the same. That's the proof of the need to the bankers for the producer in the country to have free trade to the nation. Recently, the United States has had 1% of cattle in it. And the bill that has come out through the House Committee is down to use regionalism to get around to the mouth. The United States producer can be used regionalism to protect our. And it's good to see the big cattle is 1,400 people.
Certainly, I'm not going to address those one by one basis. We did have a team of producers who went to Canada, who looked at all those issues that they report today in their issues form. They will also be presented at tomorrow's International Markets Committee, and we hope that we have the opportunity to interact with them and get answers to your questions. And it's anticipated that the decision making process will be addressed with concerns that you know.
Well, Bill, I agree with you making that point. I would point out that I got involved in the OMCA and stayed involved in the CDA, so I didn't know that one person called out that was focusing on cost, told them about the issue of productivity, and we seemed to have a lot of effort on creative education. We really are in place in both companies, like the children, the quality grade. We use this dollar, so we have to. So a lot of places, we can't use that dollar. And then I would just point out that we encourage the group that we spend a lot of this dollar time together to get some medicine facts and white papers. And we encourage that we have to hand out here at the Miami. There's a lot available to address the numbers that you're talking about, because we can. We went to a lot of trouble.
Will be
And we're doing all we can to make sure that doesn't come to the rest of the world.
Other questions? Yes, here's one in the back there.
Yes, my name is Andrew Paltrow. In reference to the gentleman talking a little bit about pre-grade, third-grade, in November 2003, I spent 4 days in the Army Corps for the grade organization, FDA meeting. There were like 32,000 American countries there. And believe it or not, 15 was afraid to do that day. But they're more concerned about exporting to the other way than they are importing to the other way. And so the guess that I got from the time I was there. And I don't feel like that we in the USA have all the regulations we have, the government taxation will be on a level playing field trading people on it. They have a lot of people from it, a lot of people production. Their currency values, lower than ours. I don't understand how we can compete with them on a one-to-one basis if we promote a task agreement that the President Bush and the organization is working on in the near future. I'd like to see the NCBA have a little more part in what they're bidding on what this is in our deep industry. In my opinion, I feel that this Canadian border opening issue is a little strange in comparison to the guys coming out of the south. And I mean, that will make a tremendous impact on producers all the time. So, I would like to have the TV to do that.
Thank you, Tom. I'm going to ask Gary to respond to that.
Great pleasure. The regulation is related to the federal organization and all of those different things that are called. And that's difficult. It's very difficult to compete with those and some of the other countries. Our policy is all of us support that some decisions that you make in the organization. Our policy support an open lateral approach through the WTO to pre-trade because of that very thing. You know, we're looking at capital, there are some opportunities through capital and all the things. And to analyze it, if we're looking at that, it does provide us an opportunity to export our products and deal with the imports and be an exporter in that process. But overall, it is very important for us to address those through the WTO for that very reason. So we do that for the trade, so we can get on the same program and health issues so that we can deal with the currency as well. And that's been one of the challenges with bilateral agreements, is exactly what I said. So we're very much out of the same concerns with the first and third of multilateral approach to trade. We think that's a better approach. But given that there are bilateral agreements occurring, or with CAPS and others, it's important for us to make sure that our interests are protected on local and global tax money.
I think we're looking at funding
issues for the environment. Yeah. Kind of is, I understand the funding is very good. We're looking also at value opportunities because, further, for example, net value increase, that will offset that kind of security we talk about. That's a little more than we're looking at CAPS for that.
We have time for about one more question,
Gal. I understand that you're meeting at this point is over the gift. We did decide that we can get over the council and the Japan. We took the set over the last one for the phone. And second, we have the secretary today from the Pittsburgh on the period of the center.
Thank you, Gal. I think Gary has talked with some of the things. We'll update on that. We haven't talked about it.
If not, we need to...